Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Welcome to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal, where our goal is to change the way you practice dentistry by helping you achieve clinical, financial, and personal balance. Now, here's your host, T-Bone.
All right, we're back, and we're back for another episode of Ask T-Bone on the T-Bone Speaks podcast. And today I don't really have a question. I have a kind of a statement that was emailed to me, and it says, "Hello, Tarun. I enjoyed your lecture last Friday, and I'm glad I attended. As far as what's on my mind and affecting me, it would have to be burnout. I'm 40 years old and graduated in 2002. I have my good days for sure, but mostly I feel unmotivated and overwhelmed by my practice. After listening to you, you could label me as a single-tooth dentist. I am busy enough, too busy maybe, and find myself doing this type of dentistry because at the end of the day, I want to do anything besides dental-related learning. I do realize that I need to do something different, so I am attending a COIS course this June, which has already passed. I also was motivated by your lecture to use more photography to perhaps motivate patients to request more services. I hope this is helpful, and I look forward to listening to your blogs and podcasts. Many thanks, Mark." So, quite honestly, this was sent in to me probably about a month ago or so, and I'm just now getting around to it. And I know why I saved it and put it off, because I wanted to spend some time talking about it. And Mark, thank you for sending this in. And congratulations on making a big step in attending a John Coyce course. Dr. Coyce is a phenomenal educator, and I know that many of my friends who have been there have been unbelievably happy with his education and their motivation that they get from there. So, you know, congratulations. So let's talk about this. We're 40 years old, and we're burned out. You know, when I see 60-year-olds and they're burned out, I accept that. But when I see 40-year-olds and they're burned out, I don't accept that. And the truth is, I call it the B word, burnout. The truth is, we all go through burnouts. You know, we go through stages where we feel burned out, and that's probably more being tired than being burned out. But I know it's burnout when we're not motivated to love our dentistry and love our practice and love what we do and to slowly transform what we do. And I think so oftentimes we get overwhelmed by all the different things that are out there. So I always look at the best way to affect burnout is to work backwards. And that to me means figure out exactly how much it is you're trying to make. And I think that's one of the big problems that we have oftentimes is people can't say how much they want to make. They say, "I want to make a lot," or "I want to make as much as possible." Those aren't numbers. A lot and as much as possible isn't a number. You have to have a number. So whether that number is 100,000, 200,000, 300,000, just come up with a number. And then take a look at your business that you have right now and your profitability level that you have right now and then figure out how much dentistry do you have to produce to make that dollar amount, okay? And then once you figure that out, now you can work backwards in terms of what procedures you want to do. Now, there are multiple ways to get to that number. One is to work hard, okay? To work doing lots of fillings, lots of crowns, seeing lots of patients, taking lots of insurance, you know, doing everything for everybody. You can do that. And some of us are cut out for that. But then there's the idea of working smart. And I always prefer smarter over harder. And for me, working smart is not that you don't take insurance, but you pick and choose which plans you take. When you say to me, for example, that I am busy enough, maybe too busy, that means that you have too much going on. Maybe it's time to drop one of those plans that pays you badly, because there's a cost of lost opportunity. When you say yes to a crummy insurance plan, you're saying no to a potential other patient with a better insurance plan that reimburses better. So those are the little things that I look at. And then I say, look at what is making you unhappy about your practice. I don't need to get into what makes you unhappy overall. Maybe we can get my wife on to talk about that. But what is it that makes you unhappy in your practice? Is it your team members? Then maybe get new ones. Is it the type of dentistry that you do? Then you got to take education. As much as you don't want to, you've got to. You've got to take that education. You got to get out there. And I'm not saying come see me necessarily. I may not be the right fit for you. I may not have the right offerings that you need right now, but you need to go do something. You know, I always recommend the Spear education. They're fantastic. The seminars are great. The workshops are great. Their online program is great. I always recommend COIS. It's fantastic. You can't go wrong there. I've never been, so I can't speak to it from a personal experience. I always recommend LVI with Bill Dickerson. They have fantastic education, very thought-provoking and very different type of education. So there's so much out there that can make you happy. You know, and then what else makes you happy? If you're not happy with the type of procedures you do, go learn and do other procedures, because here's the truth. The truth is that your patients have so many needs that you're probably just not diagnosing them because you don't have the eyes for it. Your eyes or your brain doesn't know enough for your eyes to diagnose what your patients have. And examples I have is, how many patients do you have with missing teeth? Why aren't you placing implants? How many patients do you have with crooked teeth? Why aren't you doing ortho? How many patients do you have with sleep apnea? Why aren't you providing sleep apnea therapy? You know, there's so many of those things. How many patients have yellow teeth? Why aren't you providing whitening? How many patients have wear? Why aren't you providing guards? Because there's so many opportunities out there. We just need to get out there and learn. And quite frankly, you know, if I were to be brutally honest to you, I would say the reason you probably don't like dental-related learning is because you're going to the wrong places. You're probably going to your local society and study club meetings where everybody sits around and bitches and talks about the same thing because none of them ever leave their town and go learn anything new. Maybe you're going to your local state meeting and it's run by old farts that don't know what they're doing, who are living in the 1980s and bringing that same type of education and that same vibe and that same energy. You know, get out and learn something new. Get out and experience something new. Get out and go to a meeting that is full of energetic people who love being there. Some examples of that would be the CiroWorld meeting coming up in August in Orlando, the Dentaltown Townie meeting, that's fantastic. You know, the Maddow Brothers have the best seminar ever. There's so many good seminars out there. And here's the problem with all those seminars. They cost money. You know, these seminars that we like to go to, that because they're cheap for a reason. They're cheap because nobody's motivated. Nobody really owns them. Nobody's really bringing you that energy. And to me, meetings should be about energy. It should be about positive vibes. It should be about motivating you, making you want to do things. So I want you to consider those things when you do that. Now, I'm absolutely excited to hear that you're doing more photography. You know, nothing, to me, I call it showing proof. In our office, the philosophy I have is if you make a recommendation to a patient, show them proof. And to me, there's nothing more ability to show proof than a digital camera and a digital photograph. Put it up on a nice screen, show your patient, print it out for them, put it on a pad, put it on something. So that way you can show them the proof and they can say yes. Because otherwise your patients are often very skeptical. It doesn't hurt. Why do I need to do it? Give them the proof. You can see this leaky filling. You know, maybe we don't want to do it now, but it's coming. You can be proactive or reactive. It's totally up to you. And I think case acceptance is about showing them the proof. So photography is unbelievably powerful. Develop a series so that you take on every patient. Schedule time to train your hygienist and your assistants to take photos for you. You know, don't be reliant on yourself to take these photographs. Train your team to do it. Set aside half a day. Maybe pay them to come in on a day off. Figure out a way and a time to do it so that it's not just you. And spend the money on buying the cameras. Buy enough for each operatory. I believe you should have one digital camera in every operatory for every provider. And that's how we have it in our practice. So again, thank you for the question or the statement, Mark. And I hope that you're feeling better and that you're starting to get motivated again. And thank you for sending this in.
Thanks so much for listening to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal. Remember to keep striving for excellence, and we'll catch you on the next episode.